brats,
brandy,
cow chips,
and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where were you in the summer of 2003?
Summer of 2003.
Yes.
I was working at a convenience store.
Well, if you were in a steamy bedroom playing your Super Nintendo Entertainment System, you might be one of the founding members of Madison's creep funk band, Steez. And if you don't know what creep funk band is, I don't either, then you don't know what a creep funk Christmas is. But it is happening Saturday, December 14th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Here to tell us what a creep funk Christmas is founder and guitarist, singer Steve Neary of Steez. Steve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, hello.
So, Steve, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. So How are you doing?
We had a very awkward beginning to the evening when you walked in. We were looking at the Steez library, and some of the songs that we have in our library labeled Steez are not, it's not Steez.
You know, if you went on like Spotify and looked up Steez, you would notice that too.
Yeah. Wow.
We were here first. We're going to play this song. Well, that's not my song.
We're blaming the Russians at this point.
Yes, we are.
They've hacked into our system.
They hacked your hard drive.
They hacked our hard drive. Hey, before we hear about Steez and Creep Funk, tell us a little bit about Steven Neary. What's your backstory? How did you start playing music?
Oh, boy. It started with me in an alto saxophone when I was in, like, fourth grade. And that lasted for a couple years, and I liked it, but not that much. And my parents rule. So I grew up in Cedarburg. It's a suburb of Milwaukee.
Yep. They make ice cream there.
They do. Cedar Crest. Yeah. I worked at this little sub shop that sold a lot of Cedar Crest ice cream, but that was a past life. So anyway, my parents' rule was that I had to play an instrument until I graduated high school. And so started with alto sax, and then played piano as well while I was doing that. And then I finally turned into like a punk, like eighth grader.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And so it turned out my mom had a guitar. She had a really nice Guild acoustic guitar that she would play at church, or like kind of pretend to play at church sometimes. And I started playing that, and that was kind of like led me to being in bands in high school with some buddies who actually, Anjay is our sax and synth player, and Steez, I grew up playing with him, so we did like duo stuff and played in a band in high school, and I moved to Madison.
When you said that to your mom, I'm not going to do this anymore, for some reason, Twisted Sister, we're not going to take anymore, popped in my head.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. Not taking any more piano lessons, Mom.
That's funny. That's great that they put you in piano, though. Even though I bet that you may have hated it,
yeah.
I bet you still value it today.
Right. And I'm about to force that rule upon my boys.
Really?
Without them.
With
knowing.
Piano?
Yeah. I'm not sure. So we rehearse at my house. So we have like drum kit and keyboards and guitar and bass and everything set up there. Louis, my youngest, is like really loves playing drums. So I'm not going to force him to choose, but I think piano sets a good foundation for everything else.
That's still percussion.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I can't go on with this interview though, without finding what is creep funk. I mean,
yeah. All right. So haven't figured that out for like 22 years.
Still a mystery.
Right. So I think what it boils down to and sort of where we stole it from is that one of like our big influences when we started, and especially Matt, our keyboard player, is this piano player, Bob James. He played with Grover Washington in the 70s. He's kind of got his
really?
Own, he's got
wow.
his own like, you know, fusion funky thing going on, but it's pretty like, he's kind of a creep. Like, this music's kind of creepy, but it's funky, and, you know, it's
creepy, but it's funky.
Yeah, I think that was, like, sort of the genesis of where that came from, and, you know, we started playing a lot, mostly, like, instrumental, kind of, like, funky, a little bit electronic kind of music, and so that's where that came from, and, you know, we've evolved a little bit over the years, but it's stuck.
Well, Steez has been around for more than 20 years.
Yep.
How is the band related to the Super Nintendo Entertainment System?
Okay, so the first in that sweaty, tiny bedroom on Doty Street in late 2003 or summer 2003, we decided that our first band name was going to be Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
What's a trademark anyway?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'd love to see that. You see it in the, you're looking through the listings, like, who's playing around? Oh, it's Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yep. And, and we started kind of taking it pretty seriously. I mean, serious as some like 19-year-olds can do. And played in a lot of shows. And then we maybe we didn't get a cease and desist letter from Nintendo. But that's just what we said.
Well, if you did, that would be something you would frame.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, well, we can't, we probably can't keep going on doing this. And so we decided on Steez, and we couldn't really agree on like any band name for 6 months, really. It was, everybody's got an opinion. So Steez was kind of like a slang term for style.
Steez, style. Yeah. So you guys, 20 years, like two decades. What's the secret in the sauce? How do you stay together that long?
We don't really take anything too seriously.
And they play Nintendo as much as possible together.
Yeah. We are joking around all the time. And, when we have to get serious, we do. But I think somehow we've all, managed to stay pretty good friends. There's never been any, any kind of drama really between anybody. And like I said, I've known Andrzej even longer than that. And we used to travel around the country quite a bit, probably from 2008 to 2015.
In a bus, right?
But we had two different buses.
Yeah.
Two different school buses converted into quote unquote RVs. That was some close quarters, a lot of hot nights. And it's funny, I was just talking to somebody about, I remember one night we were in Rochester, Minnesota, sleeping on that bus in like February, and it's like frost. Woke up, there's just like frost on the inside of it. And so anyway, I don't know. Yeah. We've lived through a lot of stuff like that. And just
who is it? The Jimmys? Don't they have like an old Greyhound bus? They have.
They had a bus too. I think that's been retired as well. Yeah. These buses, they don't last forever.
It's expensive to just like.
Oh yeah.
If you're not out playing, traveling at least like once a month for a stretch, like it's just the juice isn't worth a squeeze on what it costs to maintain that. So.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze, Jimmy.
I'm writing that down as we speak. Hey, I'm thinking about maybe buying a camper sometime soon, and I need to read that to myself a couple of times.
Just make sure you got a parking spot for it. That's exactly. All I got to say. Yeah.
The annual Creep Fun Christmas is coming to the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, December 14th, and it's usually held in Milwaukee. Tell us about the Creep Fun Christmas show.
Sure. So it actually, the genesis of the whole thing was, it must have been like, it was a long time. It was like 2008 or 2009, and Triple M Radio was having like different local bands come play a Christmas song. And we kind of just, I think, threw our hat in the ring, and we ended up doing Carol of the Bells, and we did it in our own sort of arrangement, like creep funky arrangement. And we were like, oh, this is kind of fun. And so we, like I said, I'm kind of from Milwaukee suburbs. And so Milwaukee's kind of been like our second home. And I don't know how it worked out that we just started doing these kind of holiday shows in Milwaukee at a few different venues. Most recently, we've been doing them at the Cooperage, which is in Walker's Point. But we kind of mix it up. We don't play like straight a bunch of Christmas songs, but we do a lot of like kind of traditional I like the melancholy, like happy, sad kind of traditional instrumental Christmas stuff. And we put our own spin on them, do our own arrangements.
That's the best part, is when musicians put their own spin on the Christmas traditional songs or even original stuff.
You know? Because people are like, some people just hate Christmas music. And I totally get it. And so we kind of try and do our own thing. And, you know, we jam. So there's always like some improv sections in there and all that kind of stuff. So
that's at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, December 14th. That's at the High Noon, so you can get your tickets in advance at high-noon.com.
That's right. How do we keep up with Steez online?
All right, so we got all of our social medias locked and loaded. So we are at Steez Creep Funk on Instagram, and Facebook is Steez Creep Funk, and we've got our own website. It's steezcreepfunk.com.
Pretty much, if you search
Steez Creep Funk,
you're going to find
Steez. Yeah, right. If you search Steez, you might not find us, but if you look Creep Funk, you will find us.
or Nintendo. You can search Nintendo too. Yeah. You'll be right there.
Are you following? Are they called Creep Funkers?
We started out calling them Steez Burgers.
I love that.
Steez Burgers. Yeah, it was hard to mix that up. But I do want to say one thing. I'm super pumped about this show. So anyway, the reason we ended up doing it in Madison this year was like a booking conflict or whatever. And also we all live here. So it's like, well, let's do one here. Our good friend Hannah Larson is going to be, she's been singing with us lately. And she used to be in a band called Bird's Eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bird's Eye was great.
And she does some stuff with Noah from the Earthlings. Yeah. And she adds she's got amazing voice. So it's nice to have some female energy.
December 14th, get your tickets. It's going to be off the hook, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Steve, great to see you again. Thank you so much for coming in.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
I love this song. This is Last Night. Steez, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I feel a feeling, girl, about your lips.